Hey, what's going on, guys? It's me again. I had a very interesting morning. I just woke up an hour ago. I went to church, and I didn't really stay that long. I wanted to talk to someone from college. He's the assistant pastor at my local church. Great guy. Great guy. Great father. First time father. It's great. And I was talking to him about some of the things I have been experiencing, things that I have not shared with you guys. And I'm going to go into that right now real quick. I had a dream that I saw Jesus, and I was in the rapture, but I wasn't being called up. And there was all this chaos. The sky was filled with, like, blood, and it was, like, orange, and there was no moon, no sun, and there was, like, hybrid, human, demon things around me, and there was a specific demon that was half lady. She was pretty, but the other half was that of a goat. And that's actually a demon that Solomon had to deal with. So it's kind of interesting that the same thing Solomon dealt with, it was in my dream. And it was wearing a black hood. And Jesus was far away on a mountain. And he, like, waved his arms like, "Hey, I'm here, I'm here, I'm right here, focus on me." And I couldn't deny the light, and it was Jesus, and then I teleported to safety. Then, a couple of weeks later, I had another dream, and this is just like, really this past week. Started having dreams of people being under MKUltra. Started having dreams of people being under mind control, but it was through, like, everyday things, like food, music, lotion, water, toothpaste, all types of stuff. And I thought that was kind of weird, but I was fine. Then I had this other dream, like, two nights ago, where people were, like, covered in black tar. It reminded me of blood, but it was black, like pitch black, but I was spotless. I was fine. And then I woke up. So I decided to go to church. You know, I woke up at random, but the night before, last night, I went to a deep sleep. And I slept so good that I woke up just in time to see my college friend that's the assistant pastor at my local church. And we talked for about a good 20 minutes about my dreams and stuff. And, I don't bother him that much. And he said, "You could be on the Yahweh Elohim, the Father, might be one you go on a spiritual assignment." And I'm like, "Oh, I gotta do stuff." Well, it's better than doing college homework. See, this I don't mind. When the Father comes and tells you to do something, generally it's probably a good thing, and I don't mind it. Like, college homework, I really didn't like. But this is like adventure. This is like meaningful. This is powerful and spiritual. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm actually going to look up spiritual assignments on YouTube and do some Uber and Lyft. I need to make some extra money today. And it's only like, it's not even 11 o'clock. So, I'm just going to do that. So, tell me what you guys think in the comment section. I don't know. I'm just thinking about spiritual journeys and ways, and kind of like ways to help myself. Because there has been some things that I have been wanting to do, like give up my Discord channel and like go to church and give up things and stuff. There has been a lot of things I've been wanting to do. So, yeah. Tell me what you guys think. All right, bye guys.